Dan Olson-Bang.
And this is GradCast, brought to you by Syracuse University. In today's episode, we are talking about introducing yourself and participating in small talk. And we're talking about these two items in relationship to networking events or going on interviews. And you need to figure out the best way to communicate yourself to other professionals. So Dan's going to get started by talking about steps you can take and how you can introduce yourself.
This is a very important topic, I think. And part of what makes it so important is, of course, the reality that you're making a first impression on people, and often doing so in a time that feels really high stakes. You're meeting somebody for the first time, and you're not meeting them because you both like a particular sport or something like that. You're meeting them because you're hoping that something will happen in terms of your professional life. You're hoping that you'll get a job and or that this will lead to one. And in consequence, it's easy for this to go wrong. So Tracy and I have both seen interviews or even networking events where people come in and they talk for a big block of time. So someone says, "Tell me about yourself," or says, "Oh, hi, I'm so-and-so." And at that point, the person launches into kind of a monologue. It's memorized, it's long. And despite the fact that it comes from the impulse that you might have to control the situation and to make sure that you're not saying ums and ahs, as I probably am throughout this podcast, but what comes across instead is something kind of inhuman and unrelational. And so part of our focus today is really to help to avoid that, to mitigate that risk so that you can make a good impression. So when you're introducing yourself, you definitely want to give some context. So someone says, "Tell me about yourself," or even just says, "All right, so I'm John," and you have to respond. Name yourself, of course, what you study, and in some cases, particularly in networking, why you're reaching out to them, and help them to understand why they're having a conversation with you. I've actually been in networking situations where somebody suggested that I reach out to somebody, and so I did. And I remember in one time in particular, I did this, and I got into the room with the person, and the person just said to me, "Honestly, I'm not really sure why we're talking," which is not a very warm way to start a conversation. But it was my job in that moment to provide some context and to say why this made sense. And it's not the strangest thing or the most rare situation when that happens. In any case, what you do have to remember about this is that it's not an elevator pitch. It's not a moment where you're going to go into a monologue. You've written things down and you say, "I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a," you know. It's a moment where you are trying to create or sustain a conversational mood. So if you sound like a robot, if you rehearse and you speak in a monotone voice where you are just repeating something that you wrote on a sheet of paper, it's not going to get you where you want to go. It's also not going to work, and I know I'm providing a bunch of negatives, but it's important to point out the kinds of issues that we see. If you make this too long, what's going to happen is you're going to create an environment where it won't be a conversation, because conversations don't go that way. You say something, you pause, and in pausing, the other person will innately respond. They'll say something back, and that's how conversation works. And so remember, there's always going to be more time to speak. It's not, you don't have to cram everything into this first minute or two. And so let it breathe. Give it a moment.
I love your robot voice, Dan. I think we need to work on that.
I do the best I can.
We have lots of robots speaking, and they even have different tones and things like that now. So it's very interesting to hear when students are rehearsing and have something memorized and they just keep going. And it's important to pick up on those social cues, as Dan mentioned. It's very important to realize this is a conversation, not just you speaking.
Now, Tracy, what about small talk? Let's say, you know, you enter the situation and someone either initiates it or there's a moment of silence. What should someone do?
small talk is something that happens at a lot of conversational points where the conversation does lull, as Dan mentioned, and you're not quite sure what to say to this person whom you've just met. You might bring something up about current events that are non-political, pop culture, maybe the weather. I know in Syracuse, we tend to talk about the weather a lot. And it should be positive and neutral. So if you do bring up the weather and say it has snowed 3 feet in the past 3 days, you wouldn't necessarily say, "How about this weather? Isn't it terrible? I hate it here." Instead, you might say, "Wow, we've gotten a lot of snow. I had to shovel for a while today, but it's really pretty when it's, you know, up on the banks and things like that." And I've lived in Syracuse my whole life, so I do tend to talk about the snow quite a bit. There are other ways that you can initiate and continue on with small talk. Now, this is a conversational warm-up, so it doesn't go on for very long, but it's something that you do before you get to the point. Now, depending on your own culture that you're coming from and your own comfort level, you may not be interested in small talk. I know plenty of people who just want to get straight to the point and they see this little banter and back and forth to be a waste of time. But it is something where it doesn't feel as abrupt and you can just warm up in the conversation before you do get to the point. And this is something we can practice with you. We can help you with introducing yourself, figuring out the best way to do that, the elements you should include, as well as we can practice with you with small talk if you've never really participated in this before. If you are at an event with other people and you want to go up and approach someone, but you're not quite sure what to say, here are some ideas for ways that you could introduce yourself as well as continue on with the small talk. Maybe you comment on a topic common to both of you in the moment. So you mentioned the venue or the food that you have at the occasion, the networking event. You could ask them what brings you to the event and always keep it on the positive side. You can also ask questions like what's keeping you busy these days, or ask them about a book or a movie or a popular TV show that's on. Something that's about hobbies or spare time, just to get to know them a little bit better. Another tip that we have for small talk is asking questions that are open-ended and don't involve just a single word answer. So for example, you could say, "Do you like your job?" And someone might say, "Yes." And that might be it. They may not expand. Hopefully they do, but you want to continue to think about what are some questions and maybe brainstorm these ahead of time. Again, not memorizing or rehearsing too much. You want the conversation to flow and you cannot rehearse conversations. People are different and you'll experience small talk differently with each person. But think about asking getting to know you questions. That way you've got some conversation to talk about and it's a little casual. You also want to think about and follow the lead of the person you're speaking with. So at a certain point, yes, you've exhausted the small talk and it is time to get to the point. So if you notice the conversation to dwindle or that it needs to be something where you move along, then you can get to the point. I asked you, to speak with me about this particular topic. I'm really interested in working at Google someday and you work at Google. So what is it like to work there? So you move along after a few minutes or so. And again, there's nothing where we can tell you, you do small talk for 2 minutes, you introduce yourself for 90 seconds, and then you move on. This is something where you are familiar most likely with having conversations with people, and you just follow the flow of the conversation. Now, one thing to be careful about is bringing up any topic that you really enjoy. So I have experienced this myself, being the one who talks a lot, as well as with other people, where if you bring up your favorite topic, you may just start speaking on and on and on and not allowing it to be a conversation. So you do want to remember this is a conversation, this is a back and forth, and it's also okay if you're a little nervous or you need a few minutes to get comfortable. But don't forget, at a certain point, once you say, okay, we've kind of talked about these benign, friendly topics, that you do want to move on and get to the point of what you're looking for. So asking them some questions about themselves or mentioning, oh, I noticed from your name tag, especially if you're at an event in person, that you work at this company. I'm really interested in learning more about what it's like to work there. Ask a few questions. Now, when you're meeting somebody in person at a networking event, you don't want to occupy their time the entire time. So you also want to just ask a few questions and then maybe make a plan for a follow-up. Ask for a business card or contact information so you can get in touch and have a further conversation down the road. Now, in an interview, when you're doing small talk, this is usually questions like, how are you doing today? Did you find the office okay? How's the weather where you are? You know, things like that. And again, you want to remain positive.
In all of this, just remember that your goal is to create, as difficult as it may seem, a kind of, relational situation with this person. And so your goal in general is just to keep it going, but then also to understand or try to understand the moment when it's over. In most cases, the other person will be, in a sense, the leader. The person who's interviewing you is the leader. The person who is hosting you if you're doing some kind of networking event. And so you want to demonstrate sensitivity. Make sure that throughout you are noticing if they seem to be impatient or if they want to move on. Make sure that you follow that cue. And so even in this, you have to have consideration for the other person throughout. And some people want to do more of this than others. Sometimes I've heard of people who did interviews and they said, basically, I felt like the whole thing was just us chatting. And sometimes that's true. And that's okay. What that just means is that's how they want to get information from you. In other cases, people have very little patience for it. But your job, no matter what it is to suss that out and to be sensitive to that.
One thing to remember when you are introducing yourself and participating in small talk is that first impressions are incredibly important. However, if you struggle and your introduction and the small talk portion of meeting someone doesn't go as well as you'd like, you still have time throughout the conversation to redeem yourself. So if it doesn't go well, don't get hung up on that. Move through the conversation, be present, and don't worry too much about that first impression. You can still salvage the communication before the end of that 15, 20 minutes, however long you're speaking with them. Remember, we can practice with you on any of these topics, and we'd be happy to do so. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.